Well, that's some New Orleans-style jazz coming from last year's Port Phillip Mussel Festival. That is the sound you'll hear this weekend down around South Melbourne, which will turn into a mini Bourbon Street with New Orleans-style jazz, fresh seafood for the annual Port Phillip Mussel and Jazz Festival. Our roving reporter, Veronica Matheson, spoke to Mussel Man, that's M-U-S-S-E-L, John Kazintas of South Melbourne Seafoods about the event in Cecil Street, which will be closed off to traffic.
Yeah, that on at the weekend you're going to be cooking up a storm in South Melbourne.
We're blocking off Cecil Street and we're going to have food marquees out there, music, entertainment for everyone, entertainment for children. It's going to be a real family event.
But this isn't the first year it's been going,
no,
is it?
No, it's been going on a few years, yes, yeah.
So what, the first time you wondered how it would go?
It was a lot of nervousness. We didn't know how it was going, but it was actually the first year was great. It was successful, and then the market after that started getting a little bit more involved, which is fantastic, which is bringing in the council, and it's just grown from there.
And do how many thousands come along?
Thousands and thousands. It's great. It's a real family. You get young and old. It's everything. It's just a mixed crowd, and everyone's having a great time. There's music, food. We can walk around. You can walk around the whole market. Market's yeah. opened anyway, so just fingers crossed. The weather's fantastic, and we'll be right. Yeah, look, ray of hell or shine, we're still going to be here.
And you're not going to just have mussels, are you?
No, not at all. No, there's a mixture of everything. We're going to have. We've got Simply Spanish out there doing the paellas with mussels in it.
Wow, paella.
Yeah. Award winning.
Why is that?
Well, Lino Latulio, who's the owner there. Last year went to Spain and competed in the World Championship and won it. And it's the first time he got the best paella out of Spain.
Wow.
First time it's ever come out of Spain in 56 years.
That's amazing.
So it's great. I mean, it's an unbelievable paella. So you've got to try that. And we're going to be cooking beautiful calamari in cones. We're going to be doing scallops in the shell. And we're also going to be doing a Massaman curry dish with rice, prawns, potatoes and mussels. So it's going to be fantastic.
It sounds as if you're a bit of a cook yourself.
I dabble in it, but we have chefs that are going to be cooking it. So it's going to be great. We're going to have a bar. We've got Pakalolo who's doing the bar. They're going to have all their drinks. It's going to be great. There's going to be entertainment for kids. It's going to be ice cream there for everyone. And there's a lot of other stores out there doing a lot of mussel dishes.
How popular are the mussels? Because that's the name of the festival. Is that what everybody wants?
Very, very popular. We'll go through about 5 tonne of mussel.
That's a lot of mussels.
I mean, we'll supply the restaurants down here. We've got Clay Pots are doing their own little mussel dish. Pakalola will be doing mussel dish. Pakalola's going to be doing mussel meat. We've got Koi who are doing their mussel dish as well. Simply Spanish. So there's a lot of mussel. And there's a few other marquees out there that aren't part of the market that are invited into it.
Quite a lot of mussels.
A lot of mussels.
And some of them will all be cooked in different ways.
Yeah, that's the good thing, yeah. Well, we're getting our mussels from Peter Lilly, which is Mount Martha.
Right.
And he's been supplying us for over 6 years ourselves, but he's been always helping us with the mussel festival, so he's always sort of been involved. He knows that how much mussels we're going to use, so he's started to get his staff ready to... Because you can only harvest... on the day before, really.
That's what a lot of people are concerned about with mussels, and the same with oysters. Yeah. Are they fresh?
Oh, they're always fresh, yeah.
So with the mussels, you have to boil them, do you, to make sure that they
have to
open?
Boil them. You can put them into a stock. You can put them into a base, we're doing into a curry base. You don't have to boil them, you can steam them. So there's just so many ways of cooking them.
So it's going to be a little bit like Bourbon Street.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of stages, so there'll be a lot of bands playing. But they're emphasising on jazz, so it'll be great. We've got free entertainment.
Fabulous. Talking about fish, I mean, what are your tips about cooking fish?
Oh, keep it simple. You got a nice, beautiful fillet of fish, a little bit of oil, garlic or oregano, a little bit of seasoning, nice, warm pan, and just, get not on a low flame, cook it, and that's all you need. If you're buying quality fish, you don't need to add too many of these sauces. because you're buying, you want the flavour of fish, you don't want to sort of kill the flavour. So, you know, as I say to a lot of the customers, keep it nice and simple, and it goes a long way. It's beautiful, yeah.
And how do you recognise fresh fish?
You know, you can cover up fresh fish. You can cover up bad fish on a lot of places, but, you know, you've just got to look at it. It's got that shine to it. It's got no smell. It's just presentation. You've just got to look at it and see. And, you know, you've got to trust your fishmonger. So if you've got a fishmonger that you go to all the time and they're good, they're going to be buying quality. Like, all we buy is quality. We don't, you know, you can buy cheaper fish and make more money if you wanted to, but no, we buy the best we can and give our customers, and they all come back and they all love it. And we specialise in oysters too. We've got an oyster bar, you know, we've got 4 different varieties of oysters. They can come in and try. We've got an oyster bench there. It's great. It's a great market. This is it's not too big, this market. It's a nice size, and it's a good place to come and spend a bit of time.
So at different times of the year, you'd be buying different fish, would you?
Yes and no. Our fish get determined by weather. So majority of fish that comes in, your flathead, your ling, your blue eye, and all those fish, they all come from Bass Strait. Depending on the weather, if it's blowing a gale, it's very hard for them to go out fishing. You know, even though they're big boats, they're just... So our fish is pretty much determined by weather. If it's bad weather, it's limited stock, and that will determine the price. So that's why sometimes you see prices fluctuate.
Salmon seems to be very popular at the moment.
One of the most popular fish. Salmon's farmed in Tasmania. It's a beautiful fish, farmed in the ocean. So it's natural, plus it's also fed a bit too. It's got a lot of nutrients in the salmon, so it's a great fish to eat. That and flathead is probably one of the most popular fish you can eat.
And what ones would you recommend?
Another one that's pretty popular is rockling, which is rockling flathead is a fish where if you're not a very fishy person, you don't like a lot of fish, you don't like too much of a strong smell, you stick to your flathead and your rockling. For kids, for example, a beautiful fish is the blue eye or a hapuka. And look, you know, you've got your John Dory's, you've got your different types of Dory's, which are nice. You've got your mackerel, Spanish mackerel, kingfish. There's so much fish. You get our customers come in and they say, "Rightio, John, what should I have?" And last week they had, for example, they had broccoli. Let's try some kingfish. Let's try some Spanish mackerel. Let's try... And they'll come back and go, "John, that was fantastic."
You've got to be a little bit adventurous.
Yeah, you have to, because whatever you're buying, all the fish you're buying is all sustainable. It's all Australian or New Zealand, because New Zealand's got one of the best fishing grounds in the world. We fillet all our fish here. So we get our fish, fillet it here nice and fresh, and we don't stop filleting. People say, "Oh, how fresh is it?" I've got a bench. There's always fish on there. They're always cutting. So it's just turning over. And that's a good thing with the markets, that fish turns over very quick. It's not like a shopping centre where you cut some in the morning and they'll leave it in the window. And fish in this market, people come through and it just gets turned over so quickly. Like oysters, we just can't keep up with shucking oysters. You know, we've got Sydney Rock oysters, which are from Pambula and Maringula. Beautiful, beautiful. I grew up on those oysters. Then we've got Coffin Bays, which are nice, which are my second favourite. We've got Smoky Bay, which is next to that, which is a little bit bigger. And we've got the Tasmania oysters, which we buy a lot from St. Helens as well. Fantastic oysters. So there's a bit of variety, and everyone's got a choice. And when they come and say, "Oh, which one should I have when they're going to eat them here?" I just say to them, "Listen, I'll give you a mixture."
A really healthy meal, isn't it?
Well, you know, the thing is with fish, it's wild. It's from the ocean. So they catch it, drop it off, you know, the fishermen drop it off, and you go and buy it. So it's out of the water to you.
So what time do you have to be up in the morning?
Oh, we're up at 3. We're in the fish market at 4, and the fish market is, so you've got to be in there first thing in the morning to pick the fish that you like, load up, bring it back here, unload, and get it ready to cut.
Then do you go home and have a sleep?
Oh, no.
That's
I wish.
No such luck. John Jacinto's there, speaking with Veronica Matheson, talking about the Port Phillip Mussel and Jazz Festival that is on this weekend, March 11 and 12.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.